Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Air drums don't work, Ant.
I was playing the air drums.
Yes, you were. Nothing to be happy about this week.
No, we knew Che Menendez was going to beat Carrillos because Carrillos would not come on the show.
Joe.
You know, and
you
1 million
loser.
New Jersey gun owners.
We lost.
Sent a message. Of course we lost.
We lost.
And so did he.
Yes. Well, he's a loser.
Now, we also see that the majority of Americans, or at least 50% of Americans,
yep,
believe that the Takers...
Free shit is better than freedom.
Free shit is better than freedom. I got to tell you something. I got a little stab the other day because I wrote that the Takers took over now. There's more Takers than Makers.
Oh, yes, 51%.
And some jackass posted that Takers is code word for minorities.
No, Takers is code word for freaking parasites.
Listen,
Takers
is not a code word for minorities.
Seriously?
You effing ignorant bastard.
There are more fourth generation welfare suckers that are white crackers than there are of, quote, minorities.
I'm not
so
talking,
what are we talking
about?
About
I'm not talking about people on Social Security. I'm not talking about our disabled vets. I'm talking
the
about
the guy who doesn't want to work, can work, doesn't want to work, and the family business is sucking off the government teat.
So don't tell me that it was a racist statement, because there are more takers in this country now than there are makers.
Right.
Like I said before, socialism, keeping everyone equally poor since 1917.
That's right.
Okay? That's what we're coming
to
right now.
Well,
okay?
Woodrow Wilson, thank you very much. It started in 1917, and here's the culmination of it.
Yeah, so...
Time to go Galt, baby.
Yep. But yeah, Ayn Rand. Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas
if you have
Shrugged.
Not read Atlas Shrugged...
Read it now.
You should read it. It's a
it
big read.
It reads like today's newspaper, if newspapers were relevant.
It's a sad day, and here's one of my problems, Sandy, and Scott Bach has been saying it, and Frank Fiammingo has been saying it. We are now going to lose so many judges in the lower courts.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about the U.S. Supreme Court.
No, yeah.
We're going to... Two elderly liberals are going to be replaced with two spry liberals
yeah,
over the next four
yeah,
years.
Possibly
at minimum.
Three, yes.
Oh, my God. If it goes three, we're yeah, done. Then the court will be 5-4 the wrong way.
And I guarantee you Eric Holder is going to be one of those slugs.
Chief Justice, you
yes,
said, right?
Yes, sir.
Because he needs those stripes on his
yeah,
road.
Because he has to get out. He needs a lateral move from the Fast and Furious
but you
scandal.
Know, but, you know, everybody focuses on the Supreme Court. But look at all the lawsuits we are always losing post-Heller
right,
and McDonald, because
yep,
the lower courts are stacked with Clinton appointees.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now we're going to have 8 years of Obama appointees.
Oh, you'll never get rid
okay,
of it.
Okay? And they control yeah, the Senate.
Right.
We control the House, but who helps appoint the judges? The Senate.
Right.
Okay? So if our Congress ever decides to get off their asses and vote on anything, three and a half years without a budget.
Without a budget, yeah.
I love it.
Like,
I love
well, you
it,
think that's going to change?
Could listen, ladies and gentlemen, if your boss asked you to hand in a report in a month and it was 3.5 years later and you still didn't hand it in, would you be employed?
Yeah.
But us jackass Americans, we voted them all back in.
Well, even if your boss said to you, look, you know, this company is tanking and you're in charge of the damn budget over here, you got to fix this. And you said to your boss, if I don't get this thing fixed in 3 years, then you can get rid of me. And your boss just gave you your job back and a raise.
Of course, and different health care than your boss.
Oh, of course, much
okay,
different health care
different
health
care
oh,
and a different
course,
pension system
for,
than
forever,
your boss.
Forever.
Isn't that great?
Yes, that's good. And it's all because 14 million registered Republicans didn't even come out to vote.
Amazing.
And there were people who were saying, oh, Romney was taking he was taking the bus over the same cliff just at a slower speed. So I say to this friend of mine who's made that statement, let me ask you a question. Because he made the analogy, Obama's taking it off the cliff at 100 miles an hour. Romney was going to take it off at 70 miles an hour. So I said to him, so let me ask you a question. You're dying of cancer. And you go to your doctor and he says, well, we can try this treatment over here, but it only has a 70% chance of working. You turn to your doctor and go, no, doc, if it isn't 100%, I don't want this shit.
Yeah, well, that's because people have a defeatist attitude today in this country.
Yeah, thanks to the media.
Listen, Obama was the first president that I'm going to go on record saying this, to have the largest special interest group backing him this election, and that is the U.S. media. Okay?
If
that was not the largest, he could do no wrong in their eyes.
Still
okay?
Can.
He could do no wrong in their eyes. We had jackasses. We had Chris Matthews from MSNBC and Michael Moore, and I can say this, that fat bastard, Michael Moore, and I can say it because I'm a fat bastard too. The two of them said on record in public that they thank God for Hurricane Sandy because it helped Obama get elected. This is the mindset of these people, okay? Thank God for Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people died. Tens of thousands of people lost everything. And they're going to be in line begging for government assistance the way Chris Matthews and Michael Moore wants
it. They want it, yes, as long as they're not begging for anything.
Well, they don't have to.
We're going to get to that when we come back from the break, too, about I live in one of the areas that is completely gone. And there are people still standing on their roofs waiting for the illustrious FEMA to come and hand out cheese sandwiches. And they ain't going to happen. Last week, when the second storm was threatening, guess what, Aunt? FEMA closed their recovery offices.
Because of inclement weather.
Inclement weather. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
See, the government's going to help you.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
If you could only be here during the breaks.
What?
No, just
what?
Go. This segment is brought to you by NJ2AS.
NJ2AS.com. If you have not spent the $35 to join yet, after this election, I am pleading with
it
you.
Is
I'm
it,
not even
going to
call you cheap bastards
No. Okay? Stupid cheap bastards, because now that you did not go out and vote for whatever stupid reason you voted.
Our people
or
voted.
Our people probably did vote.
Yeah.
And if, and I know plenty of the people listening here voted for the wrong guy because he's not anti-gun. It just so happens, here's a bit of news. The president, after he was reelected, the very next day went right to the UN and said, please bring the UN gun treaty to my desk as soon as you can.
The UN small arms treaty is back on, and Feinstein is talking about assault weapons bans.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, no, because President Obama is pro-gun.
Yeah,
he
told someone
once.
Yeah, because they talk about the federal bill to carry on federal parks that he passed, which is such a small bill in comparison to our Second
ridiculous.
Amendment
It's like, watch what the, you know, pay no attention to where the he is under the scam shell.
Karl Marx is happy right now.
He is wonderful, rubbing his hands together. Well, you guys got to get out now and join the NJ2AS, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and every Second Amendment Society you can find, but, because we are tanking.
Yes, join our Facebook page.
Yes.
It's NJ2AS, just New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook. But join for $35 a year. Please, we really could use the membership because Frank and the guys at NJ2AS are really kicking butt for our rights.
And remember, it's going to be the last defense we've got. We have nothing else for the next 2 years, for the next 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
so,
and then so.
So whatever we could do to let our politicians know we're out there,
yep.
We would really appreciate it. Sandy, real quick, I got an email here from a Kevin. He says, hi, Anthony. I listen to your broadcast every week through iTunes.
Another guy without a life.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin.
And I just wanted to say thank you for your kind words towards EMS personnel in episode 75, Lessons Learned from Sandy. As a volunteer EMT, it is nice to hear a thank you every so often. It's not something we're used to hearing people say to us, unfortunately. Yeah. And when it is, we like to let people know how much it means to us. So thanks, Anthony. And I and all of my brothers and sisters appreciate it. Stay safe out there, Kevin. Kevin, thank you again so much.
Yeah.
And again, all of our volunteers and paid police, fire, EMT, CERT teams, emergency responders, they're still working out
there. Yeah, they're working 24/7.
And I've given coffee and I've given water and I've asked if they wanted something to eat and to linemen, to, I know they're getting paid, a lot of people, but volunteers aren't, but a lot of people are like almost bitter. F them, they're making so much money.
Oh, that's
you know, meanwhile, did you know when the second hurricane was coming, the second storm, whatever, the nor'easter, the linemen are allowed to stay up there until the winds hit 45 miles an hour.
Right.
Then they have to come down.
Oh, shit,
so,
rags.
You know, and all of these EMTs and emergency responders, paid and volunteer, putting their own lives in harm's way,
right,
because it's a passion for them. So I really want to thank them. And that's really what America is all about. We are a country of unselfish values when it comes to that. You know, we can fight about a lot of other things. People want to talk about right to life or the gun issue or whatever. But, you know, when push comes to shove, most of us rise to the occasion. Some lower themselves to the occasion.
Yep.
And when Detective Matt comes in here later, we're going to talk about some scams. But Kevin, really, I appreciate it. And I see what you guys are doing, working, you know, round the clock, guys and girls.
Right.
And I really appreciate it. I talked to an emergency room doctor last night from Chilton Memorial Hospital. He was working 20 hours and sleeping 4 hours on a cot in the hospital.
And that's Chilton Hospital, where, you know, a dog bite is a big thing.
Correct, correct. But they had people coming into the hospital just to keep warm, like you saw down by your house, Sandy. And, you know, we have never seen a tragedy of this proportion state before.
Ever, yeah.
And, you know, people are still reeling from it, and we're going to be getting into it a little more
and
later.
And you got to remember, too, and in one of our little tiny towns, we have more people than most Midwestern cities have. You know, we are so highly, densely populated. It's kind of interesting, too, to see you talk about line workers and EMS workers. My wife and I went finally to try to escape some of the cold out to a little pizza place about, maybe halfway across the state from where we live. And they were operating on generator power. And as we were getting ready to leave, the owner came out, and there was this, a bunch of servers rearranging tables and whatnot. And they said that 21 of the emergency service workers were coming in to eat, and we're going to feed them. So I said to my wife, let's just sit here for a little bit and try to, you know, stay warm a little bit. And these guys all came in. They were from all from Mississippi. And I gave them all cards to the show. And a lot of them are gun owners. And I know these guys are going to be listening. The guys and gals, and they were from MEMA, the Mississippi Emergency Services. And they were there with a lineman. And I went up very privately to the owner of the thing, and I said, they don't get a bill. Here's my credit card, whatever it is. You put it on the on the credit card.
And you're still not going to heaven, but go ahead.
I know. that's been decided a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I just went over and thanked them, you know, for coming here. And the look of surprise on their face was kind of interesting and saddening in a way, that we were probably the only people who ever thanked them for doing what they were doing, for leaving their families from Mississippi, driving up here to New Jersey to help strangers. And they're leaving their families behind. You know, and in a small way, we just wanted to say thanks. And then I bitched that my power still wasn't on, but, you know.
You still have no power and gas,
I still have
right?
no power and
wow.
gas.
Yeah. You're not alone either.
We got our water back.
There's still about 500,000 people in the state.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And now, since the second storm, I think the numbers went up.
Correct. Correct. Well, it's pretty bad.
Our hearts go out to everybody, especially the people who lost everything. And it's going to be a while before we can rebuild, but there's some great lessons to be learned in all of this.
I'm going to take a nap now.
All right, you take a nap, and we will be right back, and that's a threat. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer.
I got a lawyer.
New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Nice.
Dr. Eric, waldorfchiro.com. Gary Smith and his entire family went to the doc, too. The doc is getting quite a following from pro-2A supporters in New Jersey.
Yeah,
so, Doc,
great.
Keep doing what you're doing. His office was only closed for a couple of days for the storm. He was going in with no lights to do emergency adjustments and alignments on people.
Wow.
So keep on keeping on. Please, if you or anybody you know needs chiropractic care, Dr. Eric has a special for Gun for Hire radio listeners. Just mention us. He's conveniently located in Bridgewater. If you don't need it, pass it on, because we want to keep it. Listen, we're outnumbered now.
Absolutely.
The election's over.
Listen,
we either hang together or we hang separately, as
right.
Benjamin Franklin said.
You betcha.
And we're
going to
be hanging separately soon, so we better keep it in the family.
Right. Please support our sponsors. They're the ones making this happen. And believe me, all of our sponsors are right here in New Jersey, and their businesses have been devastated. And we really, really welcome their support. We welcome your support of them. Please help them out. They're paying the bills. Please help us by buying whatever you can.
Yes.
Even if you're out of state, and there are plenty of sponsors you can buy. Milcom, Lipstick Bodyguard, our prepper store, our newest prepper store. You can order stuff
get
online.
Get out safe, NJ.
Yes. I mean,
well,
so please help us.
Speaking of students, this is Sunday now, from Peter Van Slyke. Still have no power. The Bernardsville Mountain area was just devastated. The narrow roads are lined with huge trees. I have 11 big trees down on my property. None hit the house. The family across the street lost 27. can't go 100 yards without a tree down across the road.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Wednesday we could get off our street. They were stranded on their street, okay? They have 300 snap poles in town.
Wow.
Okay?
And that's just in Bernardsville.
Yep. This is more of a rebuild than a repair, the lineman told them.
Yeah.
We have a partial house generator that runs off natural gas, so we have all the basics. Fortunately, I was very prepared for this. I did run to the store Sunday night for mushrooms to make an emergency kitchen chicken cacciatore. Never waited in line for gas. Had plenty and lots of oil for the generator, having changed the oil twice. You're supposed to change oil in a generator like every 36 hours, you know?
Right.
The first 20 hours and then every 36 hours. So most people are just running them
they're
till
running
they
die. They're okay? running to the ground.
He's had some generatorless friends staying with us on and off. I want to discuss that in a minute. And my heart goes out to so many who have lost so much. I have always paid attention to being prepared for the unexpected, but your radio program has me even more aware and made this horrific storm much easier to cope with. Thank you, Peter Van Slyke and family. Thank you for listening, Peter, and spread the show around so more people are prepared.
Right.
This is something I've been hearing all the time. When you prepare and you prepare for your family unit, and all
Surprise!
Of a sudden you have to support friends and family and neighbors.
It ain't just you no more.
Listen, we're talking about it's 2 weeks now without power. People get weird after 3 days, okay? So Peter is prepared, but he's got friends staying there on and off. You know, if he didn't have water running in his house, he'd be looking at those friends a lot differently.
Yes, he would.
Because they'd be drinking his water.
Right.
All right.
His family's water and his water.
This is the problem. Yeah. Our family members that call us crazy.
Uh-huh.
Sandy Muldoon posted that on our Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page. That,
are the same ones showing up at our door.
Yep. She's the one in the family that everybody calls crazy.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, some of them are waking up. Some of them, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Well, maybe it is. But I would rather die in my 60s, 70s, or 80s with 100 gallons of water in my basement.
You betcha.
Okay.
Yeah. And a whole room stored up with food that is good for a 25-year shelf.
Correct. Run. So these shows we're doing on these preparedness, you know, you should pass these on to people to listen to, because now maybe we're preaching to a better choir.
Yeah. Well, at least here on the East Coast. You know, it's funny how the national news media has disappeared. I still have Black Hawk helicopters flying over my house every day.
The national news media disappeared because they're all following the anointed one now.
Yes,
okay?
Of course.
Everybody's following
Hail Obama.
Him. Everybody's following him, and, you know, again, I'm a hater, and I'm this, I'm that. I'm not. I'm a single
issue voter. You just hate him because he's black.
Voter.
You
there
racist
you
cracker mother.
There you go.
Just, that's what you
there
are.
There you go. Ainsley, too. I was never too big on you either. Oh, shit. Did I say that out loud?
Dude, he's
very
bigger than
right
you.
Now. He's very bitter right now.
You know what? You better watch. He'll audit your ass.
I'm entertaining at Gun for Hire Academy his entire black fraternity.
Really?
Yeah, so I better be careful what I say. I love you, Ainsley.
Are they all accountants, though?
No.
I can't be in a room with that many accountants.
All walks of life.
Oh, okay. Thank
God.
It'd
be a good day to do a show and discuss the whole race issue with gun ownership.
I thought that was just an accountant thing.
All right, enough. He's going to stick a pencil or a ruler in your heart.
Yeah, I
know.
He's threatening to do a proctoscopy.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to rub some bacon grease on you and not feed him for 3 days.
I know. He'll put me on a spit. He's got enough barbecues, you know? Oh, is that a racist comment, too? A black man with a barbecue?
No, that wouldn't be racist.
Because I've got four barbecues myself.
Yeah, he's got like five or six.
And I'm a blues musician, so what the hell does that make me? I don't know.
You're a wannabe African-American.
I could be. You know, it's true.
Sympathizer
I do.
Sympathizer or something. I don't know. We've got to figure that out.
Something. We'll figure it out.
So
we're punchy.
I'm punchy.
That's what 2 weeks
listen,
without power can do.
I'm still. Yeah, Sandy's hurt really bad. Sandy, are you going to be much more prepared after this everything hits?
We'll talk about that. I mean, we're pretty. You know, we aren't well prepared. It's in fact the same thing. We were during the hurricane, the aftermath of the hurricane, where everybody else was waiting for the government cheese sandwiches. We were making roast veal. So. On my barbecue oven that I made.
You brought it in the house, the barbecue oven, right?
Of course, right in my living room.
So you were very prepared, which is
yes,
good.
But I would not have been had I not known you.
Good.
I mean, I was always sort of a prepper kind of guy, but since knowing you, I've had stuff that I never would have ever thought to have. You know,
by the way, my dog says...
That extra roast pig.
My dog says our neighbors taste like chicken.
Especially that one who was complaining about the decibel level of your generator.
Oh, yeah. He's not complaining anymore.
No? All right. We're coming back again. Sad. I bet you we wish we had a power outage here.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment is brought to you by David's Massage Oasis.
Yes, dmo.massagetherapy.com. Dave has seen an influx of Pro 2A males and females going to his shop in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, Bergen County. The holidays are coming. Make a great gift certificate. dmo.massagetherapy.com. Dave is really cool. He's been hitting that left shoulder for me for a long time, and he's great at what he does. Sandy, you know, he does massage therapy for people in cancer.
Who are getting chemo and that type of thing, yeah.
So it's he's a good Pro 2A supporter. So check out David Matusik and tell him you said hi and Gun for Hire sent you.
Please support our sponsors.
So we have Detective Mac in
Detective
house.
Mac is here. He came in. He's got a gun. You got a gun. I don't have a gun. What's going on here?
Well, here's a water pistol.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
Know, how you doing, Mac?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you tired? You look tired.
Yeah, a little bit. These guys have been long days.
These guys have been working almost round the clock, fighting crime and directing traffic at gas stations, right?
Yeah, during the day we're the gas police, and at night we do traditional crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be there.
All
how many people have you seen freaking out in the gas lines?
Quite a few. We had several incidents. People fighting over gas cans and cutting in lines.
Wow, we had two stabbings down by us.
Really? Yeah, I believe it.
And people
get nervous. You know?
The Wawa and Parsippany, there was a huge fist fight. You know,
amazing.
It seems to be getting a little better now, but some gas stations don't have gas.
Yeah, they're having trouble getting the, the tankers from the port. So it's hit or miss whether they're going to be open or not.
Great.
And then you have the odd and even days. So
how many reports have you gotten for stolen gas cans?
They end up stealing the generators more than the cans.
Wow.
People are putting those cans in their houses.
They're putting gas cans in their houses.
Yeah,
to prevent
not
theft,
an advisable
right?
thing to do. Yeah, to prevent the theft. You, know, you can't buy
God.
Them.
Yes.
Especially, you know, down the shore around
here. Yeah. You can't. There isn't a gas can to be had by us.
So people, while they're sleeping or while they're up, generators are just being
lifted? We had one guy who was actually a pretty good idea. He was taking a lawnmower. He would start the lawnmower and then unplug the generator, so you would still hear the noise.
Oh.
It was actually...
That is pretty smart.
I give him an A-plus for that effort.
That is pretty smart.
You mean the shitbag did
you know, this? Yeah. People don't chain their generators. You know, you drive down a residential street at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can hear those things.
Right,
you know,
right.
So...
You know, people are putting signs up, looters will be shot.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you see the sign I put in my garage door?
No.
I took a man target and I put it up. I said, power out, lots of bullets. Too much, you think?
No. It works. You should hang a sign that says, due to material shots, no warning shots will be given. Due to shortages, material shortages. You know, there's people out there, Mac, throwing eggs at utility crews because they're frustrated at the response time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is this, that so many people were without power, and, it, you know, whether you know it or not, it sucks if you're out 12 days. You know, the PSE&G guy is not your friend at that point, but they are here. They have people from out of state, and they believe it or not, they are working hard.
You know,
he's not your friend.
The guys working in our neighborhoods are from Florida, and yeah. I just saw you guys from
Ohio.
Florida, Ohio too.
Yeah, up by my house, it was Toledo, Ohio. Toledo Public Service and Gas, electric and gas.
Yeah, it's just something. Unfortunately, is going to take time.
What other crimes have you seen in this?
We have besides the thefts of the generators, people were stealing cars just to get the gas out of the cars. Because at one point
they're stealing the car to get the gas.
To get the gas, because at one point the gas station stopped filling cans because it takes too long.
Oh,
so you know the gas industry is a shady business to begin with. So the quicker they sell out, the quicker they get a resupply. So they were stealing cars to get the gas out of the cars. We were finding kids with siphoning hoses and empty gas cans, things like that.
Now, when
one of your chief instructor today was just saying, as he came in off the air, he was saying that some guy set himself on fire. Did you hear that?
Siphoning a car.
Probably, siphoning a car. Yeah.
Guy burnt his house down the shore. He was filling his generator while it was running.
Oh, that's a smart thing to do.
And people were bringing, one lady brought a tomato jar to fill up with gas, because they can't buy those cans.
Yeah, people are just completely clueless.
Yes, I've heard the stories of people, the five-gallon water jugs.
Yeah, the water jugs, yeah.
That's a $10,000 fine, I believe,
for the gas station.
For the gas station, really?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Oh, my God.
But I guess people will be more, obviously, you were as prepared as could be, but how many days were you out?
I was out 4 days. I had enough gas cans to get me through that, but, the problem is that if we weren't getting shipments, it was going to be a problem for your fire department, your police department.
Right.
At one point, the gas containers that we use were almost out.
Wow.
It could have got hairy.
Are you guys getting resupplied at the police department?
We are now. Yeah.
But you weren't.
They have their own fueling station that only holds so many gallons of gas.
But they're not letting officers come in and gas up, right?
No, they're not.
Wow.
Mac, when we come back, you volunteered for Katrina in New Orleans, right?
Yes.
I want to talk about how that compares.
Yes,
when we come back.
Right back.
We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Gas lines, stabbings, garden variety crime, is that still happening too, or is it all exotic shit?
No, we're still getting the traditional crimes plus the property crimes now because of the gas.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a lot of... We were talking off air, and I was telling you about the Maryland State Police who are down by me.
Yeah, they have, I think, troopers from Florida, Maine. They got a good contingency of guys coming up for 2-week deployments down the shore.
Wow. And they've got also, a lot of the comm centers are down too, so mm-hmm. they have mobile communication centers that are dispatching countywide, and it's really kind of funny to listen to, if you listen to the scanners or whatever, the different towns trying to communicate back and forth, Maryland state trooper such and such, or New Jersey state trooper such and such.
It's Katrina all over again.
Yeah.
On a smaller scale. We were fortunate that we got power back. You know, when Katrina occurred, they lost power for months.
Months, yeah.
And no water.
And it's going to be like that by us, too. They're saying 6 to 8 months before they can get anything cleaned up. Yeah. They finally had to shut all the gas off, all the water off. They're just explosions happening everywhere.
The looting down the shore towns are pretty bad now.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, it's
horrible.
They're using, like when you were Katrina, they're using helicopters with thermal imaging.
Yeah, the helicopters are flying grid patterns over the island once they evacuate those islands. And it's actually pretty sophisticated, and it works very well.
You know, it's funny, too, because I was saying to Ant before off air that, I've still got Black Hawk helicopters flying over my house. I'm right near an airport, and they come in between I'm used to Coast Guard helicopters coming in and out. But this is just, it's strange to look up and see, you know, a squadron of Blackhawks flying over your house, and then to go out onto the highway and see a couple of deuce and a halfs blocking off your street. It's surreal.
We ended up getting three of those to use, too, for high water rescues and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Is it where in Belleville? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, Belleville. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how long were you in New Orleans? Like 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Tough, huh?
Yeah, it was.
You said it was like surreal, right?
It's almost like, I hate to say it, but a third world country.
Yeah.
You know, you see the good people are there, and they're there, you know, trying to protect their homes.
Right.
And then you have the savages that are coming to take what they need.
Right.
You know, go back to your primal instinct.
And Mayor Ray Nagin
confiscated
all the damn guns from
the
good people.
We were taking guns out of the house and smashing them on the curb.
I called you the first day after the storm hit, and I asked you how things were going. And you said that the unprepared people were putting a burden on all of the prepared people.
Well, what happens is if you're prepared, it's just as dangerous for you because the people who don't have are going to take what you have.
You hear that, everybody?
Did you hear that? Say that again, Mac.
The people that are prepared are actually at a risk because you become more of a target because you have something that somebody else wants.
Like we talked about, Rob's next-door neighbor asked if he could plug into his generator. Mm-hmm. My next-door neighbor asked me for 5 gallons of gas. I said no. And that was only 2 days into the storm. These people that are 12 days, like Van Slyke in Bernardsville and stuff, it starts getting hairy.
Yeah.
And again, Mac, you have a wife and 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough food and water for a week, what would you do if your wife invited 20 family members over?
They'd have to bring something. The old barter system.
The old barter system.
And what if they don't? What if
you
come home from work and you have 20 people at your house because they didn't prepare?
And I would say 70% of the people were not prepared. If you didn't fill your gas tank before the storm, you were in trouble.
I didn't wait in a gas line once.
Yeah. Not me either. Yeah.
I had a hookup on one cut-in, but I didn't wait it once because I filled 3 cars. I filled all my gas cans, filled the generators, and then went back and refilled the gas cans.
Before the storm.
Before the storm.
Yeah, right.
Like Sandra Muldoon, you know Sandy, her and her husband Pete, she said that she's referred to as the crazy one in her family. Meanwhile, they were the only ones prepared in their family for this.
Well, that's the first person that the people call is the crazy one.
The
people who prepare.
Exactly.
You know?
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct. And you're right. It puts so much stress on us prepared people. And then you have to make almost like a moral decision.
Right.
Do I let them in?
Even like, you know, the old way of block watches. You know, we don't have that too much anymore. So, you know, when all the power goes out, who's watching the block?
Right.
Nobody.
Not everybody could go to sleep at the same time and leave their generators running because you wake up with 3 less.
Mac, it's every man and woman for himself.
Mm-hmm.
People live next door to each other 20 years now, don't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
They nod their head good morning or good afternoon and do not talk to each other. It's not like when we were kids growing up where people were much more social and much more communicative.
Well, you know what's interesting is that's changing down by me now. All of a sudden now you're starting to talk to one another. You're seeing people.
Because they want your shit.
But you know, even like 7-Eleven, still have no cell towers at all. They're down, and it's tough. There's no 911 service. There's no cell towers. There's no heat. There's no water. No gas. It's really freaky.
People
especially
took cash out too the night before the storm. Who's the easy target?
You betcha. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I had cash duck too, though, just in case.
You got to go a couple. When you first hear about these storms, that's when you got to prepare.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Here we are talking about being prepared and not being prepared. And, you know, down by me, we were saying off air about how people are still standing on their roofs waiting for the government cheese sandwiches to be handed out. When if you would have gone to a guy like Frank from Get Out Safe, what would it take for a couple of cans? And they're like 5-gallon buckets that you could keep this food in that's good for 25 years. Even if your whole house flooded out, the shit would float. And then later on, you could at least make a hot meal or something like that.
Could but have bought MREs.
Yep.
Yeah, MREs. Yeah, exactly.
Frank sells, it looks like a 5-gallon spackle bucket, square. Mm-hmm. It's 4-day supply of food.
That's
okay,
great.
For a family of four. Yeah. A couple of those, and then a water bob for $30, mm-hmm,
right,
which is 100 gallons of water, goes right in your bathtub.
Wow.
It's a tank that goes, a bladder that goes, mm-hmm, in your bathtub that Frank DeMeo has.
Yeah, with a pump, and you can pump it out, and it's potable water, stays good for, like, weeks.
That's great.
All right, so a couple
just
of those.
Just simple things like that.
And you're ready to rock and roll. We, like you said, we didn't lose water. But he's our newest sponsor, and it's SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. He's on Route 10 in Whippany. The company is Get Out Safe NJ. It's got a Facebook page and a website. Another family-owned pro-gun,
yep,
business. That's how we found them. Frank has all the supplies. We're going to be doing a remote from his facility in a couple of weeks.
Once we can get gas.
Yes. And once
on
the other half a million
people. On an odd day or an even day. We have
and to. Once the other half a million of our listeners can, you know, people in the state that
can actually
gas
hear us.
And go around and hear us, which is another thing. But Get Out Safe NJ, Frank DeMeo and family. He's got it all. He'll custom make a kit for you and everything. You want to check him out. Now, what would you do different, Mac, looking at you being prepared, being in Katrina and everything? It's nice to hear.
I think I relied a little too much on my generator. Like I said, I was fortunate to have one, and I was fortunate to have enough gas for a couple days. But preparing long-term, I would have liked to have something, you know, as far as lighting goes. I really don't even want to rely on candles, some battery-powered lights.
You know, generators crap out. How many people are relying on one primary gen if you're out 12 days,
right, exactly,
3 days into it? Now, me, Rob, and a few others, we have 2 or 3 generators. And again, here's a sticky situation. What if someone has to borrow one of your generators when your power goes on?
I got a text message from my wife the other day that said, don't tell anyone we have a generator.
Oh,
and I'm
see?
Like,
they
why?
Might hear it.
Yeah. And I said, who? I don't have neighbors, but, you know, she said, no, our family. Don't tell the family we have a generator.
See?
I was watching. You
know what's really good? The glow sticks. If you go to the dollar store, you pick up a handful of those glow sticks. They're great night lights.
I've been using those, too. Oh, they're funny, wacky colors, too.
Yeah. I bought 2 bundles of 50. From Frank at Get Out Safe NJ.
You bought the good ones.
Yeah, they were like 80 cents a piece in volume. Yeah. You know what's great? My youngest stepson would crack them and put one on the staircase and one at the top of the stairs. Like, he strategically placed like 5
so
around
you've
the
got
house.
These, yeah. Almost like a lighted pathway.
And you had ambient light.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You could just walk around, which really looked cool. You know, instead of holding a flashlight or whatever, it was very smart of him to just strategically place a few of them.
You know what? I use the driveway sensors outside.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on my property line so I can tell in the middle of the night if somebody's
trying
to get my
generator. That's what we use here for security.
When
and
it
I, have
comes
a dri-
in.
I have a driveway sensor. We Radio Shack driveway sensors are $30.
Right.
Okay. and they just take a
Harbor
couple
Freight
batteries.
Too. Harbor Freight, yeah. They're like $13.
Yep. You know, the thing is you got to buy this stuff now in preparation for the next storm. You can't wait to, you know, if you're standing online at Home Depot a day before a storm, you're too
toast.
Late.
You know what little Charlie did? He cracked two light sticks and put them on our chandelier in our dining room, and it actually lit the dining room. I mean, it lit it up like a horror movie.
And it's
lit,
safe,
you know?
Right.
It's safe, you know, but it lit it up all night, you know, and I have 100 of them. I bought two packs of 50 from Frank. So again, if we used four a night, we'd be good for 25 days.
Right.
What they were doing in Katrina, if there was two people in the house, and it didn't come to this here yet, but one would stay awake in the night, almost take shifts.
Oh my God.
You know,
I can see us getting to that point.
No,
12,
yeah, absolutely.
13, 15
sure.
days.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks into it. I'm ready to snap at this point. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. One of the things that I got, too, was strips of these lighting strips. I got them at Costco. They're supposed to go inside the closets, and they have a motion sensor on them.
Right.
These things work really well.
They're LED, right?
They're LED. I haven't changed the batteries yet, and it's been 2 weeks. We have them on every single night.
Yeah, that's great.
They have like maybe 15, 20 lights, LEDs in them. Yeah.
So, Mac, I got a question from Josh Sager, and we talk about this all the time. He read in a book that states a fact that burglars usually do not enter kids' rooms during a break-in. Is that true or not?
Well, we tell people to keep their valuables in the children's room because it's a place that they normally don't rummage through. But it just depends on how your house is situated. If it's an easy access point, if it has a roof attached to it, then you know they'll use that. But as a rule, usually it's the doors or the first floor windows.
No, but he's saying that they're saying you should keep your valuables in the kids' room
because
they won't go into that room at all.
Absolutely. Usually they don't, especially if they're doing kick-ins. It's right to the master bedroom, top dresser drawer. It's where everybody
keeps their stuff. Now, we talked about a kick-in. The guy from my friend Peter Mitas had a kick-in where they went right to the master bedroom, grabbed shit, and ran out, and they didn't touch anything else. And they had iPads and cameras and stuff, but they just kicked in master bedroom.
They get the gold, and they take it to the scrap. You know, the wires that are down, the junkies are coming, cutting up, you know, wires that are on the ground, stripping them for copper.
Oh, could you imagine if I was remotely
watching
a shit bag?
That'd be wonderful,
I would energize the wire just as he put the cutters through it.
That happens a lot. Copper's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and those wires are thick.
Man.
The top power lines.
We talked to a JCP&L guy. He said wire going from a power station to a substation. The wire broke loose and it flapped in the wind like a sheet or a kite would flap in the wind. He said with splices, they were replacing one run was 2.5 miles long of 2-inch diameter copper wire.
Oh, man.
And
you know
it was compromised, so they had to replace it. Now, it comes in like 80 spools that have to be spliced together, but you're absolutely right. What is that worth?
Yeah. Well, think about it. You need gas. You need money to buy gas. If you don't have money to buy gas, you could wander the streets, pick up copper wire, bring it to the scrapyard, get your cash, go get your gas, if it makes sense.
Now, do you guys go to the scrapyard to see who's turning this stuff?
We do. But we monitor it. A couple weeks ago, there was a sting operation that all the scrapyards, they issued, you know, thousands of dollars in fines. But it's something that, you know, you can't do every day.
Yeah, right. I mean, you've got to keep order.
Our resources are depleted. you know, just from the storm itself.
Yeah, and the gas lines.
Yeah. We have five people stationed at every gas station.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, Josh, to answer your question, we tell people, too, to keep valuables in the kids' rooms. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking young kids' room. If it's set up like a princess or something, if it's an older kid's room, that's not a good idea because they probably have more electronics in the room than the whole house.
You know, now here's an interesting thing that kind of goes opposite to that. When they kicked in, you know, my house, it was they literally went to every room, but all top drawers.
Yeah.
All top drawers. Yeah. I would never leave anything valuable in a top drawer.
No, my wife keeps whatever jewelry she has in the bottom drawer, sock drawer underneath.
I know, I've been there.
Yeah.
And the reason they probably hit every room in your house.
Wait a minute, I wasn't there. I didn't notice you were there.
It's because they had time.
Yeah.
Because they had time.
They had
time.
Yeah. So they had time.
Really, it's a multifaceted question, Josh. If it's a kick-in, like Max said, it's usually right to the master bedroom and then sweep out, right?
And the other thing is, just to put out there, if you had a generator stolen, check Craigslist. You might find your generator on Craigslist.
No shit.
That's where they seem to all be selling them now.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty smart.
I'd love to meet them. You know, anyway. You know, the other thing we didn't even talk about with Dean, with Prism Electronics, my alarm system that Dean installed has a battery backup.
Yes,
my
too.
My alarm system has a radio, so you don't have to rely on the phone line.
Mine too.
Guess what? My power was only out 36 hours. My alarm was never down.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, my power alarm, the backup power went out, but I've got two UPSs backed up to the power alarm. So the only thing that was going was the alarm in my house.
The problem
and
is
my
the response
shotgun.
Time.
Yeah.
The response time
is non-existent. It's non-existent.
When we can get there, we get
there. Yeah, I was listening last night on a scanner to some of the towns around there, and they're like, all right, the next one we got is backed
up.
There's
a list, a running list.
Well, they're gas police during the, you know,
that's exactly right,
It's but you see people's attitudes. They start to get that defensive, animalistic thing.
They go back to the primitive stage.
Right.
If I need it, I'm going to take it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, a guy was telling us a landscaper had four gas cans. He had two in a truck. He went to the pump and put gas in two, put them in the back of the truck, went to get the other two, and a guy, shitbag, tried to steal the two gas cans in front of the cops. And the landscaper started yelling, and the cops grabbed the guy, and then they called for a radio car, and they locked him up. But, like, you're that desperate. The cops are 6 feet away, and you're trying to steal somebody's full gas can.
Yep. He took a guy off a gas line with a machete in his pants. You know, his defense was somebody was going to rob his gas cans.
Oh,
maybe somewhat valid, but you still can't get online with a machete.
In New Jersey.
Exposed?
The hand was enough where the person behind them thought that they should call 911.
And there was a 911 to call.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked about this last week on air, and you guys know I used to have a past life. And in my past life...
Cross-dresser.
Yes.
Go ahead. I had something in my frog in me throat. Go ahead.
And in my, you know, in that past life, we used to tell everybody that the real issues happen 72 hours after the storm. Mm-hmm. You have that window of 72 hours, which people are kind of still in a normal frame of mind. By day four is when the real shit hits the fan. And the longer it continues, the worse the social behavior becomes.
Post a question to Mac right now. Mac, wife and three kids. Mm-hmm. You didn't prepare properly. After 3 or 4 days, they're hungry and thirsty. What are you going to do?
Probably try to leave.
Okay.
Or get them to.
And if you can't, you're
going to
figure out a way to provide for them, right?
If it came to that, either way,
Most of us,
it becomes survival of the fittest.
Correct.
Yeah. And exactly.
People think that it's still going to be like a democratic thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
It goes back to this can never happen here.
Yep.
Correct.
I love when people say that. You know,
correct.
This could never happen.
Now, what are the chances?
The guy walked right up to me, hit me in the head, and stole my gas can. No shit.
Right. Right.
No shit. Because you look like you would take the hit. If you didn't look like you wouldn't take the hit, then he would have walked past you and robbed somebody else.
Right. Because you have your head up your behind.
Correct.
Then gas stations started charging cash only. I don't know how they get away with that.
Cash only.
And how smart is that for the gas station owner now that all the shitbirds know that he's got nothing but cash at the end of the
day? When he's got the gas police, he's all right.
But when he's got the gas, the problem is
they get followed home, too.
If you're preparing and your spouse is telling you you're crazy, but then if the shit hit the fan for 2-3 weeks and you're running out of stuff, all of a sudden she'd be telling you do something because you have to feed or take care of this family.
Yeah.
But would it be the same person that told you you were crazy
Well, take me for an example. I had the generator. What do you need that for? You don't need that.
Right.
We lose power once
a year.
We
all got that.
That's
right?
what I heard from all my neighbors.
Yeah.
Then when the storm hit, hey, can I run an extension cord to your generator? It's absolutely not. You know, glow sticks. I came home with 100 glow sticks. What do we need them for?
Right.
2 days into this thing, everybody was throwing them all around the house. You know, I got the water in the cartons.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We're going to
have
water.
What do you got all that stacked up? Yeah. I got to keep moving all this water. You got it all in the garage. What do we need all this water for?
I got the little camping stove with the propane attached to it. And the night before, I went out and filled my gas grill. What do we need that for?
Right.
A day later, we were boiling soup on it.
Right, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
Right? You know? It's amazing.
I'm baking bread on my grill in the backyard. Mm-hmm. With the 10 propane tanks that my wife keeps complaining about.
Right.
Why do we need so many propane tanks?
I have everything on 2 pallets in the basement, and my wife always gives me shit. What is all this crap? Your crap is in my way.
It's not crap anymore.
Now it's not crap. Now it's a valuable thing. And it's hard to get our other halves and family members on. But you got to tell your family member, listen, I'm preparing for me and my family.
Right.
If this ever got bad, there may come a time when you knock on the door. I ain't answering.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, Max said they got to bring something. You got to bring a lot if you want to come to my house.
Yeah.
You better have
like
a water truck.
18-year-old virgin.
A water tanker truck. Or a water tanker truck.
Yeah.
You know, 9,000
exactly.
gallons of potable water. Yeah. Then maybe I'll let you in.
Right.
We were fortunate that New York City held its own.
Yeah.
It was at the breaking point for a while.
They had all hail King Mike. Yeah. The marathon was going to go on and everything.
Oh.
And, you know, we were in a panic over that because we're 12 miles from there.
Right.
You know, and if that goes
and
bad.
And they'd swim.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. You imagine that?
I talked to people that lived on the 16th floor that had to walk to their apartment for a week and a half. Yeah.
Nice.
They'd find me dead on the third floor landing.
I would never. I'd never leave.
Listen, there ain't nothing up there I need.
Exactly.
16 floors away.
People don't understand. Crime goes through the roof when things go bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in that short week, we had a bank robbery. We had 3 armed robberies. You know, if you're walking around and you have something I need.
And crime was bad before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we're going to hear the numbers. We're going to hear about how many EMTs and firemen and cops got hurt doing stuff. You know, it's a lot of stress. Then you wonder why you get pulled over by a cop and he's got a bad attitude because he just finished 16 hours on a gas line.
Right.
When I saw you and Joe, you guys were all windburned.
Yeah, we had.
They were burnt out, tired.
You answer
the
same questions 3,000 times. Do I have an odd or an even plate? Go from the right, go back to the left. If that number is odd, it's odd.
It's ridiculous. People are as dumb as dirt sometimes.
And then the stress, because you never know what's going to erupt.
Oh,
over the littlest thing, it just erupts.
Because you're basically at a giant domestic call every single day.
It gets to the point where you get, everybody has the same excuse. I need gas. So-and-so is this patient.
Of course.
You know, well, where were you 2 days ago when the gas stations were open?
It's just the unprepared.
The
excuses
unprepared
of the unprepared.
Really put a lot of stress on the prepared.
We had people pushing their cars into the gas line.
Oh, wow.
They ran out waiting.
Ran out on E. My neighbor uses his van for his business. Mm-hmm. He has a cleaning service, office cleaning maintenance service, and he asked me I forgot to fill both my vehicles before the storm. I'm like, yep, stupid you.
Stupid you.
Yeah, guess
right.
you gotta wait.
Tough shit. I don't know how long we're going to be out. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get gas again. I'm not giving you 5 gallons. It's like liquid gold.
Right.
We kept one car filled in case we had to go.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case you got to get out.
He saw your 300 miles.
This is his personal vehicles. He kept one filled.
Right.
That's good.
So. It also helps, too, to be able to commandeer a police car anytime you want.
True.
You know,
medical kits, too. How many people had medical kits?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I did.
I think we all had one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is good. I travel my own surgeon.
I know. Well, you do your own surgery on the kitchen table, is what I've heard.
Exactly. All you need is hot water, I heard.
That's right. Just boil some hot water.
Everything's hot water. I don't know why.
Just go get the hot water. Yeah. And clean sheets, whatever that
is. That's all you need.
Whatever that's about. So what do you got coming up with Gun for Hire Academy?
Well, I'm not. I'm moving to the island of Nevis.
Nice.
Off of St. Kitts.
Very
to
good.
Hide
well, you know, since the election.
Yeah. on Thursday, November 15th in Belleville, refused to be a victim and refused to be a victim instructor training. And we all have an executive protection course coming up also on Thursday, November 15th. On Monday, November 19th, we have an NRA rifle course. On Wednesday, November 21st, First Steps Pistol in Belleville. We have a First Steps Airsoft class on November 23rd. If you have some youngsters and you want to teach them an airsoft BB gun or a pellet gun,
we'll
learn you so they don't shoot their eye out for Christmas.
Sweet.
We also, if you want to get your Utah or Florida non-resident CCW, we do it at 7 locations and we deliver. All Gun for Hire alumni can retake any course for half the price. A great holiday gift, build your own AR, the Build-A-Bear with Jimmy the Gun Guy. We're selling gift certificates for that. If you want to have a holiday or corporate shooting party, we can do that for you also. And we are doing another 16 firearm gun test drive early January, and we will have gift certificates available for that on the Gun for Hire store.
Totally cool.
And I'm out of here.
Those are really popular. Detective, thank you again for your insight. Well, you've done it again, apparently. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Detective Mac, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we really do thank you for listening. Please say a little prayer for us here in Jersey. Please patronize our sponsors who make it all happen. Be safe. We'll see you next week. My home is a man.